I don't remember when I noticed that Abuelita's thumb was black. More precisely, the skin under the nail was black. It kind of just always seemed black. I don't know when I took interest in knowing how it became discolored, but a point did come when I was really interested in knowing why it was different. It wasn't purple like a bruise. I had seen purple marks on skin all the time. What kid hasn't? If not on a friend or family, maybe, for especially if you are one of those kids that love to roughhouse, yourself. But certainly, you have seen it on yourself at one point or another. It wasn't brown. It wasn't yellow or yellow-green. I never minded bruises. In fact, I kind of liked them. I liked pushing on them. The pain was not strictly pain. There was always this tinge, tingle of feeling good that was released in the push and lingered like the burn from spicy food. But hers was not purple, brown, yellow, or yellow-green. It was black. But she never seemed to try to hide it. I can never once remember seeing her with her nails painted. Yet she showed tremendous pride in her nails. She had long nails, never augmented with acrylic, completely natural, always perfectly shaped. They were never short. Her nails were strong. When she was thinking or bored sometimes, you could hear the echo of rhythmic tapping carrying through the apartment. Once I noticed her black thumbnail, I could not notice it. It stuck out, well, like a sore thumb. In spite of that, I never worked up the courage to ask her. Instead, I would sneak peeks to formulate explanations on her darkened digit. Unfortunately, I never concocted wild, amazing stories for how she acquired her aforementioned doppelganger thumb, essentially the same as her other thumb, but just with a dark and twisted side. All I could muster was, she probably slammed it in a car door, or she probably hit it with a hammer. But the day did come when I worked up the nerve to ask, and it wasn't quite what I expected. She didn't hesitate when I asked, but confidently told me as if it was something she had earned. My grandmother, like many women, like many immigrants, like many women that immigrated to the United States, found employment in domestic fields. Her work was as a living domestic help. However, eventually she found herself in Chicago and working as a seamstress in a factory. She loved what the job provided her. She waxed romantically about sitting on the windowsill of her small studio apartment, eating breakfast because she didn't have anything else to sit on. The work was fast. It wasn't uncommon for the fabric to get caught, pulled in, and chewed up in the machine. On one occasion, it was her that got caught up and chewed on. On this occasion, the sewing needle pierced through the nail of her thumb, leaving a lasting impression in a darkened nail bed.